This recording is a service of the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people who have visual, physical, learning, or language challenges to reading traditional printed materials.
Welcome to Cook's Corner. We all could use a little help in the kitchen, so pick up some useful tips, tricks, and hints, as well as some tasty recipes from leading cooking magazines that will make your next meal a huge success. All on Cook's Corner, coming up next on your audio reading service.
Welcome. This is Cook's Corner, and I'm your reader, Marcy, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today I'll be reading from The $5 Dinner Mom One Dish Dinners Cookbook by Erin Chase. Copyright 2012 by Erin Chase. Introduction. There was a time in my life when I could come home from work, sit down on the couch for a few minutes, check my personal email, and then start to think about cooking dinner. I might not have had a plan, but I was just cooking for myself or for my roommates, and soon after that, for my husband and myself. We didn't spend a lot of money at the grocery store, we weren't pressed for time, and we really didn't have a need for meal planning at the time. We made what we felt like making with the simple ingredients that we had on hand. Then we had kids, and life changed for the better, forever. Life started costing more, and it started moving faster and faster and faster, exponentially so with each new addition to our family. In an effort to combat the rising cost of everything from food to diapers to school snacks and lunches, I began a blogging website, www.$5dinners.com, to share about the journey of making $5 dinners for our family and for spending less at the grocery store without sacrificing the quality of our meals. I wrote the $5 Dinner Mom Cookbook to get all the concepts, strategies, and recipes in one place so it would be an invaluable tool and resource that would help you reduce your grocery spending. In an effort to help you streamline the rest of the day's meals and keep up with the ever-growing nutritional needs of your family, I wrote the $5 Dinner Mom Breakfast and Lunch Cookbook. It is filled with delicious and nutritious recipes and time-saving strategies for keeping the bottomless pit satisfied without spending all day, every day in the kitchen. And now, in an effort to keep the dirty dishes in your sink to an all-time minimum and to help you keep up with life's time warp, I am offering you the $5 Dinner Mom One Dish Dinners Cookbook. Before we get to the strategies and the recipes, let me present a quick history of the one dish dinner along with how I define it. History of one dish dinners. Do you know when and where the one-dish dinner concept originated? The concept started hundreds of years ago by people living out in the country who were poor and worked very hard day in and day out. Work was a matter of survival, not climbing career ladders or figuring out how much you need to save to retire. They worked hard to survive and to get food into their mouths. There was nothing convenient about living during these times. People needed to make simple meals that could be cooked in one pot using the few simple ingredients they raised in their fields, grew in their garden, or caught from the wild. These pioneers had few options for cookware, possibly even limited to just one pot and one handmade knife, and maybe a wooden carving board. They may or may not have had an oven. And if they did, it wasn't the kind of oven where you could control or monitor the temperature. Baking bread one day might take an hour, and another day it might take 2 hours. Temperature control was a thing of the future. For these brothers and sisters of yester centuries, skillet biscuits and cornbread made over the fire would have to do. The one-dish dinner concept was born out of necessity. People needed to make simple meals with simple ingredients using simple cookware. They needed to be able to eat dinner right out of the pot while staying warm close to the fire. Today, much of the world still cooks in these primitive-type settings. While living in the Dominican Republic, I saw lots of fire pits and makeshift outdoor stoves. Dominicans cook using their large Dutch oven-like pots over a fire and in large quantities to feed their family, their neighbors, and their neighbors' neighbors. Pigs are roasted on spits and chickens are fried in the pots over a fire just outside the back door of the humble homes. The kitchens are not large, with cabinet upon cabinet filled with stockpiles of food and an assortment of small kitchen appliances and cookware. It's an uncomplicated way of cooking. Skillet dinners, casseroles, and rice bakes, slow cooker meals, and grilled dinners are newer additions to the one-dish dinner style of cooking, created to fit the lifestyle of the later 1900s and present day. And these kinds of modern-day dishes bring more options for minimalism into the kitchen and to the dinner table. I have come to love one-dish dinner so dearly because of their ease and simplicity. Frankly, I still think I was born in the wrong era. I long for the days of old, and a one-dish dinner makes me feel like a pioneer. When I make one for my family, I can pretend that I'm cooking a simple dinner over a small fire on a plot of wide open land filled with opportunity. I can satisfy my desire for simplicity in the kitchen and bring the days of yesteryear back to the present by making healthy dinners for my family all in one dish. Now, to define a one-dish dinner. Definition of one-dish dinners. There are many people out there who are one-pot purists, if you will. They believe that a one-dish dinner or a one-pot meal can only be cooked in a Dutch oven and that's it. There's just a little too restrictive for this busy mom who would like a few more options and ways to get dinner on the table. There are others who believe that the entire meal should be cooked in the same dish. The type of dish that the food is cooked in doesn't matter to this group just as long as everything is in the dish. This concept is also still a little too restrictive for this mom who is trying to keep meals perfectly balanced for her family. While many, many one-dish dinners can be made this way, there are a few one-dish dinners that do best with a side of fresh fruit or perhaps bread and butter. For me, it's more about the preparation time and the number of dishes being used to make the one-dish dinners. You will quickly see that most of the recipes call for just the dish they are cooked in. Some will also require a cutting board, while others will also call for a mixing bowl. The fewer dishes, the better, right? My husband, the resident dish master, certainly agrees. During the recipe testing phase, I was very conscious of the quantity of dishes used in making the different meals. In fact, on these recipe testing days, when I would make upwards of 10 meals in one afternoon, Steve would come home and take one look at the sink and say, "How many recipes did you test today?" I'd reply, "Only 8 today." To which he would respond, "That's it? This is all the dishes? Just half a sinkful?" And I, too, would stand amazed at the amount of food that was prepared compared to the number of dishes used to prepare it all. For the dessert recipes, most only call for a mixing bowl plus the dish that the dessert is baked in. There is no need to get out 3 different mixing bowls, a hand mixer, a stand mixer, and 8 different measuring cups and spoons. I'm all for minimal dishes, minimal time pulling dishware out of the cabinets, and minimal time at the sink cleaning up. Every minute of prep time and every minute of cleanup time counts for this busy mom who daily has to balance time in the kitchen with time building some new elaborate train track scheme with her boys, watching them learn new tricks on their bikes or helping them learn how to read. So I offer you a hybrid definition. My one-dish dinner is a meal that is all cooked in the same dish with an occasional side dish accompaniment. The overall goals for my one-dish dinners are to make the preparation time shorter, to keep the dishes to a minimum, and to put balanced and healthful meals on the table for my guys. Every so often, this requires the addition of bread and butter or fresh fruit to complete the meal. Also, I wanted to write a cookbook with recipes that do not require a cooking school degree, and that could be assembled easily by older children. I have also included recipes that will double easily for company, for the freezer, or for a friend or family member in need of a home-cooked meal. Other recipes are perfect for quick school night suppers, make-ahead meals, or for when you just don't feel like spending more than 5 minutes in the kitchen. The recipes that follow in this cookbook accomplish each of these goals and ideals. About the cookbook. Before we move on, here is a brief explanation of how the recipes in this cookbook are organized. Within each chapter, the recipes are ordered as follows: skillet dinners, casseroles, Dutch oven meals, slow cooker meals, and dinners from the grill. If you are looking for a quick recipe that uses chicken and you want to grill outside, then flip right to the end of the chicken and turkey chapter. If you are craving a vegetarian dinner and want to make it in the Dutch oven, then turn to the middle of chapter 10. I hope that the consistency in ordering the recipes helps you quickly find what you are looking for. This cookbook contains 150 one-dish dinner recipes complete with cost breakdowns and frugal facts. Please note that these recipes are written for a family of 2 adults and 2 children, but most recipes are portioned out to feed 4 adults. Larger families and or families with teenagers will need to double or triple the recipes depending on family size and the number of bottomless pits at the table. The recipes call for common and inexpensive ingredients like canned tomatoes, frozen spinach, pasta, beans, and other pantry and freezer staple ingredients. As you review and study the recipes, you will find that it's very much a mix and match game of combining these common ingredients in different ways, using different cooking methods to achieve different meal outcomes. And if you are familiar with the first two cookbooks and the prices included in them, you might notice that some of those prices have dropped in this cookbook. The most notable being a pound of pasta is now 50 cents, since I haven't paid more than that for a box of pasta in over a year. Also, I've cut the cost of olive oil in half because I have not paid more than $3 for a 17-ounce bottle in all of 2011. Other ingredient prices have dropped for the same reasons as these. Also, I have included the phrases freezer-friendly, make-ahead meals, and slow cooker adaptable on the appropriate recipes. Freezer-friendly indicates that the meal will freeze well after it is cooked. Make-ahead meals means that the recipe can be made in advance and frozen in a plastic freezer bag or a disposable aluminum foil pan before cooking. Also, I have indicated which recipes would be cooked in the slower cooker. For the slow cooker adaptable recipes, simply add all the ingredients listed on those marked recipes to the slow cooker and cook on low for 8 hours. The prices associated with each ingredient are more or less standard throughout the book. Prices are accurate and reflect the best sale prices for the ingredients from the late 2010 to the middle of 2011. In the Midwest, I find that prices tend to be lower than other parts of the country, although if you watch the sales cycles closely, you can find the same sale prices in areas with a higher cost of living, such as Northern California or the New York City area. Please do not expect to find these exact same prices in your stores. However, you should use the prices as benchmarks and to give you a sense of what prices you should be looking for when you are in the grocery store. I will teach you what to look for and how to find the rock bottom prices on your favorite products from the grocery stores in your area. The $5 Dinner Mom Recipe for One Dish Dinner Success. 1 cup shopping strategies, 1 cup coupon strategies, 2 cups meal planning strategies, 1 cooking vessel, 1 cutting board or mixing bowl, 1 pinch minimal fuss, take 10 minutes to make the weekly meal plan, the grocery list, then spend 5 minutes putting together your one dish dinners and letting themselves cook away. Serve quick and easy one dish dinner each night to a hungry family. The essence of my one dish dinners, fewer minutes, fewer dollars, fewer dishes with full flavor and full nutrition. Now that we've defined our recipe for one dish dinner success, let's get to the strategies that make one dish dinners for less than $5 possible. I hope you catch on to the method to this madness so that you too can feed your family wholesome, healthy, and balanced meals in a fraction of the time and at a fraction of the cost. One dish dinners time and money saving strategies. If the pioneers only had a few ingredients to work with and just a pot and a fire to make the simple one-pot meals they needed to survive, then we can too. Using simple ingredients and simple cooking methods, we can make meals that taste great and will give us the nutrition and fuel we need after a long day of work and play. The ease and convenience of cooking one-dish dinners will take you back to the days of old while bringing simplicity back to your next family meal, your next neighborhood block party, or church potluck. In this first chapter, we will review the basic concepts of $5 dinners and how they apply to my one-dish dinners. We will discuss the time and money-saving strategies of today that will help you put a delicious and inexpensive one-dish dinner on the table that your family is sure to love. Money-saving strategies. When it comes to making one-dish dinners for as little as possible, the same $5 dinner rules, concepts, and principles apply. These recipes use common ingredients that can be found on sale every couple of weeks, and many of the ingredients can be purchased with a coupon during the sale for maximum savings. They also call for inexpensive cuts of meat and chicken. And if there is an expensive ingredient, such as shrimp, the rest of the ingredients in the recipe are simple and inexpensive so that the overall cost of the meal stays under $5. Let's review the strategies for shopping, couponing, and meal planning from the $5 Dinner Mom Cookbook and how they can bring down the cost for your one-dish dinners. Strategic grocery shopping. Writing your grocery list using the store circulars. Look at the store circulars before you go into the store and make your grocery list based on all the products listed on sale. Pay close attention to the sale prices for meats, chicken, and other expensive protein ingredients. Buy these products only when they are on sale and avoid paying double or triple in between sale cycles. Cash, cash, cash. Ditch the plastic and use cold hard cash at the checkout. This is crucial for staying within your budget. After all, you can't show up at the checkout with $100 worth of products and $75 in your hand. The store isn't going to trust you to come back in the next week with $25 that you owe them. Defining your grocery budget. Track your grocery spending for 3 months and come up with that magical dollar amount that works for your family. The number should be a challenge to reach each week, but still be a reasonable amount to get the ingredients you need each week. Avoiding temptations and spending pits in the grocery store. Do not succumb to the marketing strategies that the stores and manufacturers use to get you to buy their products for top dollar or full retail. Remember, I'll never pay full price again. Never pay more than prices for fresh meats and produce. In the frugal fact associated with each recipe, I'll share with you some examples of my never pay more than prices for common ingredients used to make one dish dinners. Strategic couponing. Stockpiling and rock bottom prices. If you make it a habit to use coupons only when the product is on sale, then you'll be able to build a nice stockpile of foods for your pantry and freezer while spending as little money as possible. You can make one dish dinner after one dish dinner using the ingredients from your pantry and freezer that you purchased at the lowest price possible. Coupon organization. Remember that coupons are free money and that keeping them organized is essential to spending as little as possible on your favorite products each week. The 10 to 15 minutes per week time investment to keep your coupons in order is well worth the hundreds of dollars in potential savings each month. Strategic meal planning. Phases of meal planning. Take baby steps through the phases of meal planning. As a beginner, follow a days of the week meal plan where you have pasta on Monday, slow cooker meal on Tuesday, pizza on Friday, etc. Once you get more comfortable trying new recipes with the ingredients you find on sale, start planning meals on a monthly basis with the food that you have in your stockpile and the meat that you have in your freezer. Eventually, you will decide whether to plan your meals and then shop, or shop from the store's circular and then plan your meals around what you have on hand. Stay out of the drive-through line. A meal plan each week will keep you out of the drive-through line and keep you from spending way too much money on an unplanned dinner out on the town. Leftovers. Having a plan for those dinner leftovers is essential, especially since many times lunch is when leftovers are eaten. With just one ingredient mix in and some reheating, leftovers can easily be repurposed and enjoyed a second time. New recipes. Make a goal of trying 3 new recipes each month. This will help keep your family from being bored with the same old meal. These one dish dinner recipes won't require any extra preparation time and will become like second nature after the first time making them. One dish dinners are both cost efficient and time efficient. After making just 2 or 3 of these recipes, you will quickly find that you are spending far less time in the kitchen preparing dinner than other one dish dinner recipes. Time-saving strategies. For the most part, one-dish dinners are dump and go, if you will. You dump it all into the pot, skillet, baking dish, or slow cooker, and let it cook with an occasional stir. The cooking times do vary from 10 minutes to 1 hour plus, but the prep time is usually between 5 and 10 minutes for each recipe. In the sections that follow, we will take some concepts from the $5 Dinner Mom Breakfast and Lunch Cookbook and twist them a bit to help you spend less time on the one-dish dinner prep. By putting the batch cooking and pre-cooked ingredient concepts into practice, you could shave 20 to 30 minutes off of the preparation of some of the recipes in this cookbook. Batch cooking. An essential to being prepared when it comes to one-dish dinners is the concept of batch cooking. Batch cooking can be an hour that you set aside and devote only to preparing the ingredients that you can freeze and use in one-dish dinners later in the month. It can be 10 minutes here and there when you prepare the food or chop vegetables while you are already making other meals in the kitchen. It can be when you plan to double the recipe for a favorite meal and stash the uneaten portion in the freezer for lunch the following week. It can be set up so you double every dinner that week so that you have several meals in the freezer to eat for the rest of the month, or that you brown extra ground beef or start a whole chicken in the slow cooker while you are already in the kitchen working on another meal. The purpose of batch cooking is to maximize your time and efficiency in the kitchen, preparing and cooking your favorite foods from scratch and without the burden of cooking for an entire day. Pre-cooked ingredients. Another benefit of batch cooking is having pre-cooked ingredients available from your batch cooking efforts. Your batch cooking efforts will cut down on meal prep time on a busy weeknight. If you already have ground beef browned, then you can have the cheeseburger pot pie ready to go into the oven before the oven has had time to preheat. Or you could have the chicken, tomato, and herb pasta salad chilling in the refrigerator before the kids ask for seconds of their afternoon snack, if you have some extra grilled chicken breasts in the freezer from last week's grill night. Batch grilling chicken breasts. If you are grilling chicken breasts for dinner one night, why not grill a few extras to slice or dice and throw in the freezer? Then you'll have diced chicken ready for a quick pasta salad or some sliced chicken to put on a salad or in a wrap. To thaw, set out the night before or defrost in the microwave. slow cooker whole chickens. To cook a whole chicken in the slow cooker, simply add about 1 cup of water to the insert of the slow cooker, remove the giblets and neck from the cavity, and place the chicken in the slow cooker. If you wish to flavor the broth, add a few carrots and celery sticks. Season with garlic powder, onion powder, salt, and pepper. Set the slow cooker on low and cook for 8 to 10 hours. Once the chicken has cooked, carefully remove it from the slow cooker and place it on a serving platter or large tray. Let it cool for about 30 minutes before you pull the meat from the chicken and shred it. Let the meat cool and then place it into 2-cup portions in plastic freezer bags. Freeze the shredded chicken for up to 6 months. I suggest cooking the chicken overnight, letting it cool, and then pulling apart the chicken meat the next morning after breakfast or before you get lunch together. You can strain the stock from the slow cooker. Let it cool, skim off the fat, and then freeze the stock to use in soups or stews. See homemade chicken stock on page 256. Pre-cooked and shredded chicken will allow you to prepare chicken succotash or one dish chicken spaghetti in a matter of minutes. Batch cooking dried beans. Cooking with dried beans costs at least half as much as using canned beans. Generally, I will plan a batch cooking morning and include in the plan cooking a few different varieties of beans, then freezing them in 2-cup portions. This saves both time and energy, especially when it comes to cleanup. To cook the dried beans, soak them overnight in cold water or for at least 2 hours in hot water. Then rinse the beans and place them into a large saucepan. Add water to the beans to cover them with about 2 inches of water. Bring to a boil, reduce the heat to low, and cook for about 1 hour to 1 hour and 15 minutes. Drain the beans in a colander and rinse with cool water. Let cool completely in the colander before placing them into plastic bags to freeze. To thaw, place the sealed bags with the cooked and frozen beans in a bowl with hot water or defrost them in the microwave. Brown ground beef. Purchase several extra packages of ground beef when you see it on sale for less than $1.49 per pound or ground chuck for $1.79 per pound or less. In a large pot or Dutch oven, add 1 cup of water and then brown up to 5 pounds of ground beef at a time. Once brown, drain and let it cool before freezing it in 2 to 3 cup portions to use in different one-dish dinners, such as beef and zucchini quesadilla bake. Pre-made meatballs. Another way to take advantage of the savings from a ground beef sale is to make meatballs, then freeze them before cooking. Then when you want to make slow cooker spaghetti and meatballs Florentine, you can just drop them in with the sauce and move on with your day. If you purchase 10 pounds of ground beef on sale, brown 5 pounds and then turn the other 5 pounds into several meals worth of meatballs or 2 to 3 meatloaves. You already did the legwork perhaps while you were browning the rest of the ground beef you got on sale that day. Bacon and sausage. Both of these ingredients can be batch cooked and the cooked slices or crumbles can be frozen to use for future meals. To quickly batch cook the bacon, place a piece of aluminum foil on a rimmed baking sheet and lay the bacon slices on the foil with no overlapping. Bake at 350 degrees for about 20 minutes. The cooking time may vary depending on the thickness of the bacon pieces. Place the cooked bacon on paper towels to drain excess grease. Crumble or place whole slices into a plastic freezer bag or freezer container. Another no-mess way to cook bacon is to place 4 to 6 slices in between double layers of paper towels on a plate and then microwave it for 3 to 5 minutes until it reaches the desired crispiness. Also, an entire roll of sausage can be crumbled and browned, or sausage links can be sliced, cooked, and then frozen. You can use the pre-cooked bacon to quickly prepare the loaded potato frittata or the pre-cooked sausage crumbles to make the sweet and spicy sausage cornbread bake in just minutes. If you want to be able to have dinners prepared in 5 minutes or less, I suggest that you keep a steady supply of the following pre-cooked ingredients in your freezer. Browned ground beef, meatballs uncooked, cooked and shredded chicken, grilled chicken slices, diced grilled chicken, cooked beans of all varieties, cooked bacon, cooked sausage crumbles, slices, or links. Practical look at batch cooking one dish dinners. Okay, so how does batch cooking really work? What does it really look like? It's really a question of how well you can multitask and have several things cooking at once in the kitchen. It's about slow cooking dinner while baking a whole double batch of muffins and grilling chicken breasts to slice and dice before freezing. Let's look at an example of how to batch cook ingredients for about 9 meals in 1 hour, not including the slow cooker time. In the morning, place a whole chicken in the slow cooker with some vegetables to make shredded chicken and homemade chicken stock. In the afternoon, brown 5 pounds of ground beef in a Dutch oven, drain, and let cool before freezing in 1-pound portions. Make 2 batches of meatballs and freeze them raw. Brown 1 pound of ground sausage in a skillet to use for breakfast tacos, muffins, or breakfast scramble. Pull off the chicken meat from the slow-cooked whole chicken. In an hour's time, you'll have pre-prepared the meat for 9 different meals to enjoy that month. During another hour of batch cooking, you could begin cooking 1 pound of 3 different varieties of dried beans, get several casseroles assembled for the freezer, and get a few packages of bacon cooked into the freezer. In the 5 minutes that it then takes your kids to set the table, you can start a whole chicken in the slow cooker and cook it overnight. In the morning, you can pull off the shredded chicken and strain the broth. In the 20 minutes that it takes you to get spaghetti on the table, you can cook bacon in the oven, then let it cool while you eat dinner, and then drop the cooked bacon into plastic freezer bags while you clean up from dinner. And in no extra grilling time at all, you could grill up 4 extra packages of chicken breasts or chicken thighs the week that you get them on sale. It will take you about 10 minutes to get the grilled and cooled chicken sliced or diced and packaged for the freezer. To summarize these strategies, you have to be smart before you go into the grocery store by making your list using the store circular. You have to be smart while inside the grocery store by sticking to your list and paying with cash. You have to be smart with the time that you spend in the kitchen by batch cooking and pre-cooking basic ingredients like ground beef and shredded chicken. So you have both the time and money-saving strategies all figured out. Now let's move on to the mechanics, tips, and tricks of actually making the different kinds of one-dish dinners. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This has been Marcy with Cook's Corner. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library.